Last week in Canberra, you chaired the Finance and Public Administration Committee for Budget Estimates. It's quite a mouthful. What does that mean in English, Claire?
Well, basically, Martin, budget estimates is a process that happens a few times a year when all of the senators get together and they go over the details of what is in the budget, and they ask our public servants, in effect, how the money that is in the budget is being spent. And so my committee, Finance and Public Administration, has oversight of two of our important centralised agencies, the Department of Finance and the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet. So it's one of those committees where really anything goes. Senators can come along and ask questions about just about any sort of policy issue that they might care to scrutinise or know and understand more about. So it's an incredibly interesting committee to be a chair of, and I'm very honoured that I get to chair this committee, but they are long hours of work as well. We sit from about 9 a.m. in the morning till 11 p.m. at night for 4 or 5 days, so it was a long week.
Given that the makeup of the Senate is totally different to the lower house in that we've got more independents and crossbenchers, does it get fiery at any time, these sorts of hearings?
Oh, look, sometimes it does. Certainly, you know, we had a few times on Finance and Public Admin last week where I was calling order, which is basically your job as chair to make sure that these things, you know, go as smoothly as possible. And inevitably, it is the footage of the blow-ups that end up on the news each night. But honestly, most of the time, it's very cordial and everyone is incredibly respectful of each other. And I've actually been quite impressed with that in my experience chairing an estimates committee, like looking at senators from across different sides of the political spectrum all coming together and asking questions in a very respectful manner. It's really good.
On the weekend, you had the National Liberal Federal Council. How did that go?
Oh, it was a great weekend in Canberra, Martin. A bit of a cold weekend, as is usually.
It was pretty cold here too, Claire, I can assure you of that.
Well, that makes me feel better that I wasn't missing good Tasmanian weather while I was up here. But yes, we had our Federal Liberal Party Council, which is when party members from all over the country come together and debate the policy issues that matter to them. Sadly, we obviously didn't have quite so many Victorians with us this year, as they were mainly all stuck down in Melbourne. But some really good policy debate. Great to hear from the Treasurer and the Prime Minister. And we even got a video message sent from Peter Gutwin as well, which was really well received.
You spoke in favour of one of the motions. I don't believe you were the mover of the motion, but it was in regard to women's sports facilities. Tell us about that.
You're right, Martin. That was a motion that came from the Federal Liberal Women's Council that was moved on conference floor about the issues that I've been talking about for some time, about the importance of ensuring that women's sport remains for women and that there are genuine reasons why women's facilities and women's services exist and that we should be looking after those and protecting them. And that motion was passed with very, very positive support through the Federal Council. So I was absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to speak on the motion, but also to see that this, as much as this is an important issue for me, it's also a really important issue for Liberal Party members as well.
So we're talking about, I know the Tasmanian government's got a program called Levelling the Playing Field, which helps community groups and organisations and clubs actually update their facilities so that they've got separate change rooms for women in sports that they didn't play, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. Is that the sort of thing we're talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Martin. I mean, I've always found it quite interesting that, you know, at every level of government in Australia, it seems, we are investing all of this money to ensure that women feel comfortable and safe playing sport and that they feel like that experience is a fair one. And yet we are continually seeing this erosion of a woman's right to be able to play sport in a single-sex competition. So I don't think we've got the balance quite right here. It's great that we're investing money into these services, but that also needs to be backed up by allowing women's sport to exist for women.
Yeah, and when you talk about the facilities too, there's always the other side of it too, and we're seeing now, you know, stories of historical sex abuse that may have been involving a sporting coach or a club and things like that as well. And you need to make, as you say, women need to feel safe when they're competing in sport, whether it's on or off the field.
Absolutely. And like you say, lots of complex issues exist around this. But at the end of the day, what we need to do is make sure that women's sport remains for women, because that is the fairest and safest way for that sporting code to exist.
I spoke to your boss a bit over a week and a half ago. The Prime Minister was here in town, and I had the chance to have a chat with him. Well, as your colleague, Senator Jonathan Dunningham, said to me, Jono said, no, he's not our boss. The Tasmanian people are our boss. But it was great to have the Treasurer and the PM in Tasmania a couple of weeks ago post-budget.
It was absolutely fantastic to have both of those people here, Martin. You're absolutely right. I had the Treasurer down in Sorel on the Thursday after the budget, and we went to a great small business down there, King's Outdoor Living. They have benefited from some of the business support that's been provided during the COVID-19 pandemic, and it was great to see Josh, the Treasurer, able to have the conversation with them about how the support that we as a government provided and Josh had led was really able to impact their business and take their business to the next level during COVID-19, which is the story that we do keep hearing from Tasmanian businesses, that they are coming out the other side stronger than ever, which is a really positive message, and I think partly down to the support that the federal government has provided. So really nice to see the rubber hitting the road in that regard and having Josh there talking to the business.
Well, I know the Prime Minister and the Treasurer are always going to tell us that the budget's been well received, but the feeling that I'm getting is that it has been well received. There's no need to put political spin on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, perhaps not surprisingly, I agree with you, Martin, but all of the feedback really? I've received from across Tasmania has been very positive about the budget, for sure.
Yeah, terrific. Claire, thanks for your time. As always, I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Talk to you then, Martin. Thanks very much.